He's best known for spearheading a plan to restore Toronto's tourism industry after the SARS crisis and for co-founding the cultural festival Luminato. Toronto lost a passionate city builder when David Pico died of cancer in 2009. Now his widow, Helen Burston, has written a book about his life, his work, and his ideas.
It described a kind of leadership that he thought Toronto was uniquely capable of, and that's collective leadership, where everybody has that opportunity to feel inspired by the city we live in and the society we live in, and to do great things together, so that there's no great man theory. He didn't subscribe to the great man theory that you needed one person to mobilize legions, although many would argue he did that. But he felt that we all had it in it, us.
The book is titled 11 out of 10, The Life and Work of David Pico. It's published by Dundurn.